Well, I had a text exchange with someone in the league a couple weeks ago about the best way for a coordinator to look better and look like he's improving and look like he's on the up escalator is for the quarterback that he's using to actually be a good quarterback. And it looks like Caleb Williams is starting to meet what the brochure told us he was going to be, you know, and so it's been a fascinating dynamic for him as well. I put something out on Twitter on Tuesday morning, Potsy, where Caleb Williams is now 1 month into his career in the regular season in the NFL, made his first NFL start 30 days ago. And yet I'm seeing all these reaction tweets on social media talking about finally, finally this, finally that, finally 30 days into his first season in the NFL, we've already got the finally tab locked on things. And so the pressure on that young quarterback to excel early, to meet the expectations that were set by him and others in the outside world, to continue progressing in a way that leads you to believe he's going to be the engine of sustained team success is massive. Again, two wins against inferior opponents. The Rams and the Panthers aren't going to be teams that you're going to see in the postseason in mid-January. But Caleb's answered the bell here the last couple of weeks. And so it is, again, one of these situations where we have to take little picture, big picture here and try to figure out what it is we're seeing from Caleb. But I think you share the sentiment of a lot of people that there are things within him, quarterback feel-wise, that just pass the eye test. And you saw a lot of that on Sunday in Carolina with the way he stressed that defense out with his legs, with his arm, with the boot action from the pocket, where he said, man, that just looks like what we're watching from top 12 quarterbacks in this league on a regular basis. And it looks like he's got the potential to join that fraternity up the road. It doesn't have to be finally by Halloween, but up the road, he seems like he can be one of those guys.
Yeah. And I think the disconnect has been that he's a quarterback who still needs a well-coordinated offense to do the things he can do best. And they didn't have that. They haven't had that in the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season. And so, so the expectations were too high, but I think it's understandable. I mean, one of the reasons why there's this finally, feeling is because the expectations were higher, and my own feeling was that the theme of the existence of Caleb Williams on the Bears was the higher floor. And in the very first game, he went below it I never thought in a million years that he would, well, maybe in 100 years, that he would throw for 93 yards in any game, even with the Bears.
Yeah.
And it was the same old thing. And he was not making throws. And he was not, like, when he would escape the pocket, even from the very beginning of preseason, there was this feeling like other quarterbacks, when you see Mahomes or Josh Allen, you get this fear factor.
Yeah.
Like, wow, what is going to happen? And you kind of got that feeling he could do that based on what he did in the preseason, but he was getting very little out of those when he plays out of the pocket. So it wasn't coming together, but that was because his offensive line and his offense was uncoordinated. And I think expecting the quarterback to lift this team on his shoulders is not something that he was brought here to do. I think it was just the opposite, according to Ryan Poles, that, you know, he felt like the best thing he did was give this quarterback support. And so I think as he gets the support, that's when he will take over and at least have the chance to put this team on his shoulders. But he's got to do that with a much more mature offense than he does right now.
In real time on Sunday, I enjoyed watching Caleb run the football as a scrambler. On the rewatch on Monday, I really appreciated it even more than I had, because there was purpose to it. And I really like that element of his game. This is not Justin Fields. He's not going to look like a stock car going down the track at high speeds. He's not going to have 1,000-yard rushing seasons. He's not going to wow you and have that electricity to his running that really gives you that intoxicated adrenaline rush. But what I saw from Caleb was what we thought we would see from him, a guy who scrambles with his eyes up, looking to make a play down the field with his arm, and then just has a really nice calmness to the way he gets as many yards out of the play as he can. And there were a handful of scrambles the other day where you're like, oh God, oh God, oh God. And then he right. just does the Mahomes thing. He tips toes down the sideline and it's a gain of 6. And there was a 2nd and 4 scramble that went for 5 yards and moved the chains. And you're like, man, that's a really, really sneaky element to his game, that the more comfortable he gets, it's going to be really, really dangerous for opponents to stop, because he can string you along thinking he's going to kill you down the field. And then, oh, by the way, he's just going to take 7 with his legs, get out of bounds, get down, protect himself. And it was pretty cool to watch in the rewatch.
Yeah, I think it's his scrambling and they're really scrambling. It's like that's what it's not running. It's scrambling is a good indication of how this quarterback's brain can do two things at once. It can look downfield and it can also be aware not to take the big hit, to avoid the big hit, to get himself into trouble, to put him in a situation where he fumbles. Hope I'm not jinxing him, but so far what I've seen is, you know, he has not taken many hits of any this year, which we know Fields often would, and he just seems to be able to do to not only be aggressive, but also be play it safe at the same time, and that's the key to quarterback, and that's what makes Patrick Mahomes Patrick Mahomes, is that that ability to do things that maybe seem risky, but really in his mind are not, and so I think that's what the running has shown. With Caleb is that he can be aggressive, and those plays, they really haven't paid off that much now, but I think they could in the future. But also the bigger thing is, maneuvering the pocket, I guess, and avoiding trouble in any way, whether it's a big hit or a hit that gets a fumble or anything like that. So I think that's another good sign, another distinction between him and the other quarterbacks.